Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for coming in to see us today. So, I hear you haven't been feeling well lately? I see. Well, don't you worry. You're in excellent hands. We're gonna have you fixed up in no time. Dr. Lilith is so very talented. We're all so lucky to have her here. She'll have you out in no time feeling better than you ever have before. So, to start us off, I'm just gonna ask you a couple of questions about your symptoms. Is that all right? Excellent. So, what's been bothering you? I see. So, a pain in your groin. Now, how would you describe the pain? Is it like a sharp, intense pain, or more like a dull ache? Okay, so like a dull ache. Got it. Okay, so now, how long have you been feeling this pain? Okay, so it comes and goes. And you said it's generally worse in the morning? Do you have any other symptoms? It's embarrassing. Don't worry, sweetheart. You're in a professional setting. You don't need to be embarrassed. I see. No problem at all. So it's generally accompanied by an aching in your testicles as well. Okay. Don't worry. Like I said, there's no reason to be embarrassed. I think I've got everything I need here. I'm going to step out, and the doctor will be in to check on you soon, okay? All right, sweetheart. Now, don't be nervous. The doc will get you sorted right away.
Hello there, dear. I'm so sorry to hear you aren't feeling well. Let me just take a look at the notes that the nurse left me. Oh, I see. Well, good news, dear. It looks like there's no real reason for concern. No. I know it hurts. I'm sure it's very uncomfortable. Would you mind if I take a look at the area in question? It's okay, dear. I'm your doctor. I'm only here to help you, and I can't do much if you won't let me examine you. So, go ahead. Stand up and lower your pants and underwear. Here. I'll look over here and put my gloves on while you get ready, all right? There we go, sweetie. Let me come closer and examine your testicles. Now, tell me. It says on your chart that this sensation comes and goes. Are you feeling the symptoms at this moment? You are. All right. Let me take a look here. Just as I expected. All right, dear. Are you ready for your diagnosis? You have something called epididymal hypertension. No, it's not serious. In fact, it's quite common. I'm sure you've heard of it by its less scientific name, blue balls. Yes, it is a real thing. Fortunately for you, there's an easy solution. All you need to do is masturbate. What? Really? You've never masturbated before? No, it's not necessarily a bad thing at all, though I will admit it's a little unusual. Really? Your parents told you the devil will come for you if you touch yourself? Oh my. Trust me, dear, the devil has more important things to attend to. I mean, you really don't need to be so concerned. It's completely natural. Everyone does it. Well, yes, even me. Well, especially me. What do you mean you don't know how to do it? You just, you know, have to stroke it and... Look, you have the internet. You can just look it up. You'll be fine. You what? You want me to demonstrate it for you? Why can't you just look it up? Your parents still monitor your internet usage? How crazy are they? I mean, I guess it wouldn't be so bad to... No, I can't. That would be unprofessional. Just use incognito mode or something, and you're an adult. Why does it matter what they think? You still live at home, huh? They'd really kick you out for something like that? Listen, I really do feel for you, but I can't just show you how to masturbate. Well, I mean, I suppose there wouldn't be too much harm in just showing you the basic idea. Just... Really quickly, of course. You'll have to finish at home, though. Yeah, that should be fine, right? Okay. Let me come a little closer here. Oh, gosh, it's already starting to get hard.
It looks so good.
I mean, it looks perfectly healthy. Good blood flow and... those balls. So full. Which is normal. I mean, perfectly normal, given your current state. Let me just feel them in my hands here for a second. I'm sorry. I think I had something in my throat. Okay. So, essentially, all you have to do in order to masturbate is first get an erection. Which, well, you've got that part down right now. Fuck me, it's so hard. What was I saying? Right. So you definitely want to use some form of lubrication. Luckily, I think I have something that will work right over here. Let me just apply some to my gloved hands. Okay. If you don't use any lubrication, you can cause sensitivity issues, and it can make it harder to come during intercourse with your partner. Next, all you have to do is take the shaft of your penis in your hand, like this, and start rubbing it up and down. Okay. Fuck. I'm sure you get the idea. You just continue like that until ejaculation. Simple. So I should step out so that you can leave. Thank you for coming in today. Come on. You can't ask me to do that. You want me to show you what it's like to ejaculate? No. I cannot do that. No way. I couldn't control myself if you... No, it's simply too unprofessional. It hurts even more now. Fuck. Oh, would it be cruel of me to just leave you like this? I was not prepared for this today. Okay. Okay. You can do this. Breathe, Lilith. You're just relieving your patient of his pain. Nothing wrong with that. It's perfectly natural. All right, dear. Let me show you then. So, when you rub it like this, eventually you should start to feel your ejaculation building. And, fuck. So much pent-up energy. So... Yeah, when that happens, just let it build until you release your ejaculate. All that hot, sticky cum. That sweet, sweet cum. Fuck, it's been so long. That lovely cum inside these balls. I just want to taste. And the lube is edible. No, Lilith, come on. You've been good for so long. You can't just give in from a simple case of blue balls. It's normal. This is normal. I'm just a doctor helping her patient. Nothing more. You can't take any energy from this. All that delicious sexual energy right here, right in front of you. Just aching. To be taken. Oh, fuck, I can't stop myself. I need this cock in my mouth. I'm so sorry. Fuck. Cock. I've missed this taste. I feel of a cock in my mouth. So fucking good.
This is all your fault. You turned me into a horny mess. So horny I can't control myself. Do you have any idea how long I've been clean? This cock is so good. And you've built up such a huge load. Fuck, I can't wait. You better give me a huge fucking load. Make it worth me relapsing. Fuck. And I was being so good, too. I haven't harvested any mortal souls in years. But I need this cum. I've been depraved for too long. It's not normal for a succubus to restrain herself. That's right, dear. I'm not just a normal doctor. I'm a succubus. And I was reformed. I hadn't taken any souls or even had any cum in years. I was trying to be good. You mortals are so sweet, and some succubi can be so mean. I didn't want to be like that anymore. But you just had to go and beg me to show you. Beg me to show you how to touch yourself. Oh, you wanted me to release all this pent-up energy. It's too much. I can sense it in these balls. Just sit back and feel my little mouth on your aching cock. This is the most pleasure you'll ever feel in your life. Even better than a mortal girl's pussy. So you better fucking appreciate this. Now, dear. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna fuck you with my mouth until you let all that come out. And don't you fucking dare try to hold it back. I need your cum. And I need it now. Oh, fuck, that's it. Come down my throat. I need it so bad. Please. Please. Come for me. Yes. Yes, that's it. I can feel it building. Come. Oh, it's so good. I missed that so much. I miss the taste. Having it fill me up. All that lovely energy inside me. Fuck, dear, you did so well. You came so hard, didn't you? I could feel the energy coursing into me. Pulsing out of your throbbing cock. Oh, I don't know why I ever tried to give that up. It's just too fucking good. I hope you enjoyed it, my dear. And no, I didn't take your soul. I'm never gonna do that again. At least I know I can resist that temptation. Cum and sexual energy is a good enough reward to sate my appetite, it seems. Anyway, how do you feel now? All better, I'm sure. Still? How on earth can it be still hurting? Dear Lord, how much cum did you have? Oh, fuck. You're right. I can still sense it in there. Just waiting for the taking. Well, darling, it looks like I'm not quite done with you after all.